Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's right. All right. Hot, hot, hot. That would describe what's going on down in James's neck of the woods with the temperature there yesterday, James, in the Dallas region. Okay, James is taking a...
What was it? You said what was the temperature?
I think that was my question. Yes, let me try this. There's an echo in here. What was the temperature? How hot was it?
It was about 105 yesterday.
About? I want specifics. Was it 105, 106, 107?
Yeah, in that ball range, yeah.
By the way, the correct English here...
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, is not 105. It's 105.
Okay.
You don't put an and, because if you were to put an and in, that would the implication is that there's a dot
right
there. There's a decimal point. 100.5, like your temperature
this
of your body
right
is supposed to be
98.5. That James didn't answer you right away. Right.
No,
this is why James did not
yeah,
answer you right,
right before
away.
I went, oh, God, okay, here we go.
What are we going to talk about now? Okay. All right, good day, Jay and Doug. And you and flying. We were talking about electric planes and what happens when there is a problem in a plane, because they are mechanical devices and there are bound to be problems with them. After all, think about the average plane. I'll give you a scenario. American Airlines flies almost every hour between New York and Los Angeles. And every couple of hours between New York and San Francisco, and they have four or five flights a day from Boston. Then they use there are only 16, although they ordered another dozen of these planes that have a big first class and the lie back beds and all that stuff. And so those planes go back and forth on average twice a day between the East Coast and the West Coast. Think about it for a second. The way they're scheduled, they go back. It's a 5 or 6 hour flight. So they're on the ground max in a 24 hour period of 2 hours, maybe 2.5 hours. The rest of the time, they're in the sky. Let me think about that for a machine that is, you know, and actually the people who build the planes will tell you they're better off being in the sky because there's less friction and wear on them than if they were just sitting on the ground. Which I find fascinating as well, right? Think about
that. Yeah.
But the planes, the average plane, you know, that does like a Southwest plane that does short haul stuff, or the smaller planes, the regional jets, they're up and down, up and down. The average length of a flight is about an hour and 15 minutes. So they spend more time on the ground. They're up and down, up and down. And it's much less, the planes that do the coast to coast that take off less frequently, they last longer because the stress on the plane is when you take off and when you land. Not being up in the air, just being up in the air doesn't cause any stress at all. Amounts to anything. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, there's the Duggar thinks about things like that.
One would think that turbulence would cause some stress, but it actually doesn't because of the way it's encompassed in the air. Heavy turbulence enough feels like the plane might fall apart, but
no,
that's not what's going on.
When I fly, I notice what other people are doing. And I think that tells me a lot about who these people are. Most of the folks in the planes that I fly on are watching movies. Sometimes they're playing games. Sometimes they're asleep. Sometimes they're drinking. Sometimes they eat. Very rarely do you find somebody who's not doing anything at all. And so, I think it's interesting to kind of watch. I love to watch people. And it's not about any one particular thing, but you look at it from the perspective of explaining why people are, why they are where they are in their careers, maybe, or where they are in life. What do you get out of life? If you're curious, you get a lot out of life. If you're not curious, you don't get so much. I'm not saying everybody's the same, because it would be boring if they were. But as for me, I value the time, and I use the time on the plane. I often will tell you when I get off of a plane about something I watched or something I read. I find that it's a good time for me to capture good ideas for me to talk about on the air or to use in my businesses. And so it's kind of fun. It's a productive time, but it's also I'll have a meal and I'll take a nap often if it's a long flight. If it's a, you know, the East Coast kind of a flight, you just focus on reading. I'll grab some magazines that have come to me. I'm funny because I don't, you know, the kids hear me, the kids, Jay and James, hear me during the breaks reading newspapers. They can actually hear the newspaper because I'm reading an actual newspaper.
You shake it out when you flip the page.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So, I don't know, I think that it's interesting to watch people's behavior. I'm pretty serious and pretty wrapped up. Most of the time I'm not playing, I'm working, but I like it because I have fun working. My work is fun. This, for me, what I'm doing with Jay, is fun. And the other adventures I have on the farm, you know, is a lot of responsibility to it. I do it not because somebody tells me I have to, but because I want to for a lot of different reasons. The development that I'm doing to save this farm down the street is part of the story of my life. This land has been part of my life, so it becomes part of my passion. And I think that's the thing. Maybe if I get to the bottom line of all of this, where are you going with this, Doug? I think if you live a life of passion, there's a thing about living a life of purpose and distinction, that passion is so just, is it the American way or is it just the human way? Finding your passion. So maybe that took a long time to get that story, man. I think we all have our passions.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes those passions change day to day, week to week. But
right.
I think that it would be boring if there was nothing in life to be passionate about at all.
Oh, my God, yes. All right, speaking of flying, an Alaska airline passenger restrained and sedated after fighting with flight attendants. One of the attendants said the man had been caught just before he tried to get through the door into the cockpit. He was not, apparently they thought he was overdosing because he was foaming at the mouth. He had a panic attack, as it turns out. And that makes you wonder, talking about the time you spend on an airplane, most people these days have had a flight or two, or maybe they, they don't fly as much as I do, but they fly a lot. And so he was having a panic attack. And he was screaming in the bathroom. I mean, you're on a flight and you hear all of this. How does that make you feel at 35,000 feet?
Yeah. And
somebody's,
you don't know what's going to happen
door.
Next. Yeah.
Right.
You don't know if this person somehow managed to get something on board they shouldn't have. But also, I think there's a big misconception for flight attendants. They are not our servers. They are not like waiters or waitresses. They are there for our safety. They just happen to have that is one of their job duties.
Yeah.
But they are there for our safety. But at what point is it like, are they going to start sending flight attendants to actual like police academies where they are going to have to start being true security as well?
Mm-hmm. You got to wonder about that, right? It's tough being there. Well, these people, the people that do coast-to-coast flights, they are doing less because there's more time in the plane. And that's why the senior flight attendants, they take these long-haul flights because there's not as much work to do. Once you get the stuff all spread around, you're there at the service, the needs of the customers. I get a kick out of American Airlines, who is now their line is, we do this for one reason, it's for you, which is such a crock. They do it for a paycheck. They're here for me. Right. So anyway, I'm being a little, I'm not being facetious, maybe a little cynical. But back to this guy, they had to give him Narcan, which is a medication used to treat drug overdoses, but they gave him to him in a low dose, so they just calmed him down. He was trying to punch the flight attendants and some people were grabbing onto him. He was handcuffed. But then when they did they did their digging in order to find out if he really, you know, was he trying to cause trouble?
Yeah.
But he wasn't, apparently. He had vertigo.
It was just a severe mental health crisis he was dealing
right,
with.
Exactly. And he was so nervous, he took some gummy bears, and that, I guess, the gummy bears have some sedative. You can take CBD gummy bears and some of that stuff like that, and it'll have a calming effect on you. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he took it early enough so that it made a difference, but... All right, put yourself in that position or put yourself in this position. I don't think there's a day that's gone by in the last couple, 3 or 4 weeks that we haven't talked about some shark biting somebody or some alligator coming after somebody. All right, so here's the latest. A man was yanked off a boat in the Florida Everglades. Officials say it was an uncommon occurrence. Let's hope so. There's a video of the incident, of course, which has been shared on Instagram. This shows the man rinsing his hands in the water. This shark emerges and grabs the man by the hand and pulls him head first off the boat. There were fishermen on the boat yelling, "Get him, get him, get him!" Fortunately, he did get away from the shark. But have that in your... Just think about that. What would happen if you were a victim of that sort of thing? That could be one of the scariest things.
Well, that's what one of the friends who were on board, that part of the situation, was like, it was the scariest day of my life. How about the person who was actually pulled under by a shark, just straight out front? He was on the boat, just bent over, and the shark just came and grabbed him. There's been, more shark? It seems like there's more shark attacks, alligator attacks, bear attacks.
All over the place.
You have the orcas that are taking down boats. Mm-hmm. Nature is angry at humans.
Yeah.
They're like, get out of our water.
Yeah. Hey there. What is that old song from, was it The Doors? Hey, you get off. No, it was The Rolling Stones. Hey, you get off of my cloud. So remember the president on the plane thing with Harrison Ford? Get off of my plane.
Oh, yeah. Air Force One.
Air Force One. Yeah. 18 after the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
Okay. Nahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We do this. I have the honor of working with Michael every week at this time, going through the charts. This happens to be the last week of June. It's Independence Day weekend. A lot of things we think that things we used to think when we were doing this as kids, back 30 years ago, well, things slow down on the weekend or slow down on the holidays. Hold nope. On. No more. None of that. It's all action all the time, right?
It's crazy. Our lives today, those of us who've been around the sun a few times, it's amazing the changes that we've seen in our culture over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 yep. years. Just extraordinary. I guess that's the case with the generations that came before us.
My father used to say the world was going to hell. I find myself not saying those words, but being concerned because of the lack of good leadership that we have.
Yeah, they find the same message in ancient. They find that same message in ancient hieroglyphics. That 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, the elders complained that the young people had bad habits and were not hardworking and were not culturally.
Trump was a bad president. All that stuff. Yeah. We have some other. This is an ancillary aside. When I was looking at the as I'm doing the research on various legal questions, most of them having to do with the Supreme Court, I came across something from Ohio that's worth a moment or two. This guy used to be the Speaker of the House in Ohio. His name is Larry Householder. He is a household name in Ohio. He got sentenced this week to 20 years in the slammer for his role in the largest corruption scandal in the history of the state of Ohio. He was taken into custody. He tried to bail himself out and couldn't. His time, the judge says, my patience with you, sir, has expired. You get the max, 64 years old, up to his ears in graft and corruption. And this is the, and you wonder how much more of this stuff goes on in politics and in states. We all know we've got all these investigations at the federal level. Are we that corrupt as human beings? Are we just corrupt?
Yes. Oh, God.
Scoundrels.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mean, I did a study the other day to Gun Hill Road. We're thinking about making a song about corrupt.
Michael is a member of that group from the 70s, Gun Hill Road.
Yes, right. Right. And I Googled to get a list of politicians, elected officials and appointed officials in big jobs around the country who were found guilty of crimes, who were convicted of crimes. Because the conversation came up about Trump and about Biden, about Hunter Biden, and, you know. Matter of fact, you and I were talking about this recently. You know, mm-hmm. Are they more corrupt now than ever? There are thousands of politicians who have been indicted and arrested, jailed, fined, found guilty of crimes. The list, it's like a telephone book. You each by state, by city.
Amazing. Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, yeah. I just am. Here's another one. With the presidential election focus being number three this week on the Talk Radio Review, a very interesting stat from the Koch brothers. Their father started the John Birch Society. They have been creating havoc, if you will, since they got the Citizens United bill passed and made into law so that every company was like a human being. So the Koch network has raised $70 million so far this year to beat Trump, which I find very interesting. And DeSantis is courting them because he wants to get that dough. But think about the dough itself. Something to talk about on the other side of the bottom of the hour here. Michael and Doug here at 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Police believe more than one gunman was involved in a shooting that killed two people and wounded 28 others at a neighborhood block party in Baltimore early Sunday. An 18-year-old female and a 20-year-old man were killed. Two people were in critical condition. France is being rocked by a fifth day of protests over the police shooting death of a teenager. The 17-year-old boy was shot in the chest by police last week at a checkpoint in a Paris suburb. United Airlines is giving 30,000 frequent flyer miles to travelers who were delayed by the massive flight disruptions over the past week. Bad weather launched United's issues, which included takeoffs delayed by as much as 75% for longer than 8 hours last week. A disappointing opening for Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny with $60 million. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, don't tell anyone else, but you're our number one. And we want to hear from our favorite listener. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Righty, the conversation. Ah, yes, here they are. The Beach Babies. And you know what it's like in the summertime to go and watch the Beach Babies. Hopefully you're not watching them on a nude beach. They call them nude beaches, naked beaches. Mm. What do they call them?
A lot of rules, like no gawking.
Right. No, you can't look at somebody else's ooh. Right. How do you keep somebody from looking at someone else's ooh, though? How do you do that? What are you gonna, if they have sunglasses on, you don't know what they're looking at. That's kind of a silly rule, right? Isn't it? I mean, think about it first.
Well, yeah, but I think it's more about, like, the whole nudist mentality is just about being free. And, itself, it's not necessarily a sexualized thing. And so people who are the straight-up pervs who are going because of a sexualized thing probably shouldn't even be there.
Straight-up pervs. What a great expression that is. You have some wonderful expressions. There's something
thank you.
You can always come up with something. I can see your face. And your expressions on your face, too. Straight up pervs.
Straight up pervs.
That's it. All right, let's manifest what we want today. Can we do that? Thinking about what you want, thoughts or things. That's a familiar theme of the Good Day program with Jay and Doug. We're not one-trick ponies here. We have all kinds of things going on that are a part of, we represent what's going on in the world. Not everything, because I don't talk about baseball. If I'm going to talk about a sport, it'll be baseball. But, and you know, I said this last week as I realized how close we were to the middle of the season in the All-Star game, which is, what, the end of next week, I think, isn't it? A week or two weeks from last?
Yeah, it's the weekend right after Independence Day or the weekend after that?
Oh, halfway through the year. We're at the end of June. Unga bunga. All right, so let's leave the door open to a better first or second half of this year than the first half. How about we do that? Leave the door open. Be open to things. Here's, how do you handle this? I was looking at a, people get a chuckle out of the stuff that I read and what intrigues me. I saw an advice column. You don't see too many of those anymore. But this was in one of the farm papers that I read, believe it or not. Family secrets discussed. And here's a secret that a mother has been holding on to for 30 years. This is, can you imagine? This is a whole other level of secrets. So this advice columnist gets this letter from the mother who reveals the choice of sperm donor that she and her husband made. The daughter is an adult now, and the mother doesn't have any idea how to break the news to her that her father is her brother.
Wait, like biological?
Yep.
Father is
her brother? Yeah.
But, like, not just talking about sodomy or anything like that, but, like,
because,
you know, it's illegal for siblings to get together. But when it comes from that genetic standpoint, isn't the DNA too close that you risk?
I don't know. This is a bit of a doozy for me. The column, the woman describes how when she married her husband, who had already had two adult children, they wanted to have a child together. Her husband had a vasectomy. So they couldn't get the procedure reversed. And they didn't want to go to a sperm bank, so they had to find another solution. So her brother is from another mother.
So it's a half-sibling, but still they share a parent?
The mom used her husband's adult son's sperm, so the baby would still share her husband's DNA.
Oh, it's the uncle. So, okay, it's not her brother. It's her brother-in-law. Is that what I'm understanding?
The brother of the first husband, I think.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
That's a whole different scenario than the mom's actual brother.
I'm confused, actually, but when I read through this, I wanted you to explain it to me because I was confused. But it was a brother from another mother.
Okay, so
like
it's her current husband's brother or her ex-husband's brother?
It's
not her brother is the point.
No.
It
was her first husband's brother, I believe.
Her first husband's brother. So he is still in the family. That makes a little more sense.
She wanted the child to have the husband's genes.
That's not such a dirty secret. Yeah. Because it's not her own brother. I get that.
Okay.
I know some people, I think, have used, if they're married and their spouse has a twin.
Yep.
They've used donation from the twin if the husband can't, or they've used egg donations if the female has a twin so that they can keep the same kind of genetics or DNA.
We've heard the story about the doctor who used his own sperm to impregnate 100 women.
Well,
when
people didn't know, a little suspect. But, yeah, this one, I don't understand why she feels so guilty about this secret. Again, it's not like it's her own brother.
People are made to feel guilty about stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, though, under the circumstances. That kind of thing is harder to explain. But, at any rate, it's what it is and what it is. Now, here's a reason not to go on roller coasters. People in the summertime love to go, and even all year round, to some of these theme parks where the weather is good all year round. I've never been on a roller coaster in my life, and I don't want to be on a roller coaster. And here's another reason not to go on a roller coaster. The story of a derailment at the oldest amusement park in Sweden. One person killed, nine people injured. The roller coaster comes off the tracks. Mm-hmm. So,
and it was an old coaster. They clearly were not keeping up to code.
It's wooden. These old wooden roller coasters are dangerous as hell. They were when they were built, and they're even more as the wood ages, becomes more fragile. And so aren't most of the roller coasters that are built today, aren't they made out of
steel and other stuff? Yeah. And there, a lot of places have been tearing down their wooden roller coasters and replacing them with steel coasters.
Dangerous.
But also, it can be just as dangerous being on the ground near a coaster if, a bolt comes off and goes flying out. We've seen things where people get killed by or injured severely on the ground from another issue with a thrill ride.
Yeah. It's very important for you to size up how, I think, I'm told, when we have Chuck Curry on, he's always talking about all these scary movies that he loves to go to. I think they take their toll on you, frankly, psychologically. But maybe that's not everybody's the same, so maybe that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of that stuff. You love it. I know you like to go.
I do.
You like to be scared.
I was watching scary movies far before I should have been.
Parents doing a bad job. Where's Doris? Where's
Mike? They did an amazing job. They were there with me the whole time, protecting me and making sure the monsters didn't come out of the TV. They were wonderful. But also, I worked on a horror film. It was a zombie horror film. And so seeing it, any of the stuff it still scared me a lot, but then seeing it from a different side.
It's all silliness when they're making it,
right? So it's like the only horror films that really get me and I have a hard time with are the demonic possession ones.
Yeah.
Those ones are still a little bit too much for me.
There, I remember reading an article, I think it was Jamie Curtis, if I'm not mistaken, who said that they have so much fun doing those scary, what was she in, the Saw
ones?
The Halloween ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they all laughed hysterically through the making of the movies because they're so silly. And they have to come up with these expressions of fear and fright on their faces.
Uh-huh.
And they have, most of the time, they're all laughing so much that because it's so silly. But yet when the editors get through with it, it really looks scary as all get out.
And a lot of times when they're screaming or reacting to something that you're seeing their reactions, but you're not seeing what's off screen, it might be somebody or even a director who is going back and forth and like, okay, now you look over here, and then now you look over here. And that they're actually watching something that is kind of comical,
mm-hmm.
just so that their head is moving in the right way.
All right, let's go to New York. Unork City, as my daughter used to call it when she was a little girl. Research University looking for $1 million in damages from a cleaning company. The janitor turned off a freezer and destroyed 20 years worth of cell research.
How
groundbreaking.
Awful.
Cell research. A janitor at Rensselaer Polytech turned off a freezer that had a lot of cell research after hearing some alarms, and the pulling of the plug caused catastrophic damage mm-hmm. to all of the stuff they'd been working on for years. So now the Daigle Cleaning Company, who employs the janitor, getting the blame, and they're suing them. They added in the lawsuit that it doesn't blame the janitor, who, upon information and belief, is a person of special needs. However, that doesn't keep they go after the company, not the employee.
Yes, yeah.
Company negligent, careless. So they're probably right. They shouldn't have had a guy who had those problems there. They could have put him some other place because it's a fairly big cleaning company. So put somebody.
Or this is a situation where they cover that part where it's like, hey, if they're is any beeping of any machinery or whatever, come get somebody. Mm. And that the janitor who has special needs probably wasn't told anything like that.
No. No, but...
So bad training.
This freezer is being... It's just... It had to be kept at 112 degrees below zero or something
mm-hmm.
to preserve the cell specimens that were there. And, of course, when the plug was pulled, everything got cooked inside of it. And so 20 years
gone.
Of research. Well, Gonzo, up in smoke, as it were. All right, speaking of research, here's the story from a longevity researcher. This is good news for all of you who are getting older. Now, wait a minute. Does that include everybody who's listening to this program right now? Yep. This is a story. This is important info for everybody because this guy, who's now 53, says he's cut his biological age by 10 years. He has a specific morning routine. He is admittedly an anti-aging researcher. His name is David Sinclair. So what he does in the morning, he has, well, I do this myself, so maybe that's why I'm in fairly good shape. There are special oils that he uses. I have fish oil 3 times a day. He uses non-toxic, non-fluoride toothpaste, and he has certain supplements that he has researched that go with, and this just sounds like a page out of the Jack Stockwell cookbook here, because Jack, who represents, and this is not an ad for anything, I just found this interesting because it corroborates, a lot of people think Jack is a little nuts. I don't. I think he's right on the ball, frankly, because he's very, one of the smartest guys I've ever met, actually. One of the things I have to tell him all the time is to not go into the weeds. You know, every once in a while you hear him say, I don't mean to go into the weeds, because he has so much knowledge. He just goes down the streets mm-hmm. of knowledge and explains everything to the nth degree.
And he comes from a standpoint that we as society are over-medicated. We are
told
by our physicians to pretty much cover our symptoms rather than going to the root cause to prevent. Yeah. It's more of a preventative care and helping your body to be at its highest functioning, because the human body is supposed to be able to take care of itself.
So plant-based diet, coconut oil, and non-toxic toothpaste says that in of itself will add years to your life. So there you have. I've just given you the secret to living forever here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Love it. Love, love, love it. You know, one of the things at the end of these movies, when you see them all riding into the sunset, and what that really means in the life and times of Steven Spielberg and Lucas to an extent. You'll notice all of these, and you can actually find the same thing at the end of the Star Wars movies, where there's always a fade to black with the sunset in the background, paying tribute to the old cowboy movies, pretty much, right?
Remember yeah, that true. Came from? I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. So we have the beginning. Actually, last night was the opening. What do you hear about what people are saying and the crowds in the theaters, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, I know it did about $6 or $7 million last night, what they call Thursday preview shows, which is right on par with its tracking, around $65 million. Crystal Skull did 100, so it's going to be off. But I got to tell you, I sent a text to my buddy, who is a big he's a program director in Indiana. Programs, I think he's in control of WoWO, the 50,000-watt station.
WoWO, yeah,
And he loves Indiana Jones. He's his all-time favorite character. He knows the difference between good and bad. He's very on par with taste with me. So he's very smart, Doug. Let's put it that way. So I sent him a text. He was seeing, I said, when are you seeing Indiana Jones? He said, this was yesterday. He said, I got my ticket, IMAX 3 p.m. So at 6 p.m., I sent him a text. I said, give me your thoughts. So he texted me back, and he said, much to my surprise, he said, loved it. Best story since the original. Great way for Indiana Jones to be wrapped up. And I buy into his opinion, so that gives me hope.
I'm betting if it makes a lot of money.
Yeah,
but if in fact that's the case and there's a lot of money made, somebody's going to wave another $20 million in front of Harrison Ford in the next year. They'll write another script and do another movie.
That's
the way Hollywood works.
Now, we're in June. June has been bumpy. Flash really is a massive underperformer, despite the fact that I've now seen the movie 3.5 times and like it very much, okay? Just for the record.
You, Chugger. Yeah,
I am normal, okay?
And no, you aren't.
July looks really good, actually. Cause,
Mission Impossible comes out in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, Reckoning Part 1. Tracking very well. That's expected to do 90 to 100 million in its first 5 days.
Yep.
Much to my surprise, amazing surprise, Doug, Barbie the movie, which opens...
you're talking about Barbie the doll, Ken and Barbie.
Yes, yeah. Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Now tracking, take a deep breath, maybe $100 million opening weekend when it comes out in the third week of July. I mean, if somebody would have told me that after seeing the first trailer. But obviously some sort of metaphor here.
Yes.
And young girls are lining up in tracking, it appears, to see this movie. And another good thing, Chris Nolan's Oppenheimer, which is going to control most of the IMAX screens, tracking around a $50 million opening weekend. That opens the same weekend. So you get a Barbie at 90 to 100 and Oppenheimer at 50. Not that box office equates what if a movie... The industry needs movies to perform and have people enjoy the product and spread good word of mouth. So July looks good.
July is
it
good.
It looks good. Yeah.
All right, I'm looking
Here's one other story. 93-year-old or 93-year-old Clint Eastwood has just started filming probably his last film, which will be distributed by his studio, Warner Brothers, the studio that distributed all his movies. It's called Jury Number 2. Nicholas Hoult is a star. Kiefer Sutherland is also in this film, but Eastwood at 93 directing another movie. It's pretty incredible, Doug.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, that's great.
Speaking of old-timers, Julian Sands, remember him,
actor?
He was apparently out, they found his body. He was out biking, and then he just disappeared, and they found him in the San Gabriel Mountains.
They had to stop. They had to stop the search, and then they went back at it, and they finally find his. They found his remains. Which I mean, I think most people realize that something not good happened.
But him
down for a very long time. So I guess that's closure for his family.
So there are 300 actors, prominent actors, who this week have signed in with SAG and AFTRA, signed a letter. That basically says you better protect us. We're not gonna go on strike. So there'll be no writers, there'll be no actors, there'll be nobody. Unless
and I'll that means there'll be no product in a movie theater eventually if this doesn't get resolved.
Well, not, or television either.
Television, it's a big problem.
Right.
They need to resolve this problem.
The AI thing is a big problem, and they're not going to roll over to it. Good for them. I don't think they should. All right, Chucker. Hope that I'm going to go see Indiana Jones.
Me too. We'll talk about it Monday.
Yes, of course we will. We'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every day next week as usual on the Good Day program, where it's 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.